But my books in Oriya, preach in Oriya. You understand? Just do like that. He just told me like this. Do like that. He just told me like that. I did the same thing. I came up here, built that cottage, and stayed there, cooked my own food, and wrote his book, which is in Oriya. Everything is coming up.
Sumesh, one letter I read from Prabhupada, letters, the last one, if I remember, was January 77. Prabhupada used to pledge you very, very much. And then I couldn't understand how Shri Master himself, can he appreciate the disciple like that? That you, Guru Govinda Swami, you are a so nicely sincere servant of Lord Krishna. And you're so nice, sincere servant of Krishna, and I'm much pleased, and certainly your life will be successful.
He has written that.
His last letters. And all the letters. And I couldn't understand how Gopal was so great soul. He knew many things. He got some characters sober. How can he praise a disciple like that? So I think he meant something, some secret is there. Can you tell us your relationship with Prabhupada? Can you, in some... Because I think myself that your relation with Prabhupada is very...
I have already told you many times. You have listened to Delhi. I never concoct anything. What my guru said, I just do it. Just follow. Only thing. I never consider anything. That Guru Maharaj said like this. All right, I'll do that. Simple, simple. Yeah. It's simple.
So nice.
All right, keep on.
Gonna stop there.
You have some questions?
Yes. How to remain humble in front of the spiritual master under such circumstances? Like the spiritual master is pleased with you and he may praise you. How do you stay humble under certain circumstances?
Spiritual master sometimes praises, sometimes slaps. But everybody doesn't accept it. All right. But if spiritual master praises, we think, oh, this is not good for us. I meant develop some pride. Not good to that he should praise me. Let him slap me. But he is so kind, he sometimes praises also. When he came here, Bhuvaneshwar, you understand? I had been to Kumbh Mela, come to Kumbh Mela, from Kumbh Mela I will go, 1977, and after 12 years, 1989, the next Kumbh Mela came, you understand, after 12 years, you see. I had been to Kumbh Mela, from Kumbh Mela, we came.
Yeah.
So, we started to come to Orissa. First we went to Calcutta. From Calcutta, we have to come here. So, I came first in Prabhupada's car. That's Bhavananda. He drove the car. I came with him. And the next day, Prabhupada came. Next day. He came by train. You understand? So, we went to this train station. With the garland, with the kirtan to greet him. And Prabhupada came. So we had that car. Prabhupada entered into the car and sat back seat. He asked, Come, Gaur Govind, sit beside me. He just told me, come, but I have not. I am sulking. I was sulking, have to sit beside my spiritual master. No, no, sit here. Like that. Lies and with him. Last it. If we said that, Prabhupada, myself and her soul. You see? You're so kind. And he came here and stayed in that hall. No arrangement was nothing. It was like a jungle here. And he said, I'll bring him this electricity. Because he was just dictaphone. I need nothing. So I had brought this electricity first time to this area. Electricity was not here. No houses were like that. Nothing. Jungle. And I won this tap, water supply, one tap. That I did this much and this much hot. Nothing was there. And Prabhupada stayed there. I requested Prabhupada to stay. I have arranged the state guest house, nice building. There you may say, no, no, I will stay there. I'll stay here. I stayed here. So kind. Like an old man, still he stayed here. No facility, nothing was there. Still he stayed here.
That was the last time Prabhupada...
1977, January, February.
Oh, then he went to England after that.
Yes, then he went to England after
that.
Then
came back.
And that was last year. In this planet, yes, last year, in November he passed away, 77 November. So, you see, it's so fine.
Now we don't know Prabhupada. We didn't Prabhupada, we don't know Prabhupada now. We know his representative, Ayurveda.
Yes, anyhow, he's so kind to me, to such a fallen soul. Whatever I had nothing. I am poor fellow, no nice arrangement, but he accepted it gladly, you see. I was surprised. He told me, oh, at that time, during his stay, many people, hundreds of people are coming here every day and hearing his lecture, you see. And Prabhupada said, Gaur Govind, whoever comes, he must take prasad, arrange. Nobody will go unfed. All will be fed. I said, oh, yes, Prabhupada, but I have no money. I was thinking of Prabhupada said, ask, what shall I do? How can I arrange food for hundreds of people coming every day and also dead? Miraculously, it was done, and no money. But a charitable person came, he gave money, shall I do it? Miraculous, you see. It's a miracle.
When did you get initiated after you met Srila Prabhupada?
1974.
It was a few months later?
It's 1977 Prabhupada came here.
Right. But when you got initiated, he gave you first, second and sannyasa all in one day?
No. Sannyasa? Ram Navami day, the opening day of Vrindavan temple. But everything one time.
What do you mean everything one time?
Harinam and Brahman initiation.
Same time, same day.
He the one, I first met him, he gave me, I'll give him sannyasa. God didn't desire me to sannyasa. I was seeking such a guru to whom I will surrender and take sannyasa from him. Therefore I left home. I must take sannyasa.
What was the quality in Srila Prabhupada that made you want to surrender to him?
Huh?
What was the quality in Srila Prabhupada that inspired you to surrender to Prabhupada?
Yes, because Prabhupada was a pure devotee. By his first darshan, my heart is attracted to him. It is unconceivable.
After wandering all India.
Yes, wandering all India.
Wow.
I had met many Vaishnavas, many Mayavadis, many yogis, many jnanis, many pandits, many. I had discussion with them. At last I came to Vrindavan, and that was my thought. And I had that firm belief, Krishna may shower his mercy on me in his dear land, Vrindavan. So that happened. In Vrindavan I met Prabhupada.
And you see, the symptom is when you met Prabhupada first, Prabhupada could understand you.
Yes, Prabhupada could understand me. Yes.
Your heart.
Yeah, my heart. What I was thinking is just told. That made me convinced. Yes. How could you know my heart? What I was thinking, he is just telling that thing. I was thinking of taking sannyasa. He said, I will give you sannyasa. From his side, he said, I am not asking. Please give me sannyasa. I have never asked.
Was that inward?
That is inward. With that purpose, I left my home. So, that made me convinced.
You had been born in the Vaishnava family?
Yes.
And your family knew about Lord Chaitanya?
Yes, then everything. Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all this.
From different generations then? Or your grandparents?
Yes, grandparents, yes.
Grandparents, yes. Some generation they
Generation, yes. They do Nam Kirtan, we have Gopal, Radha, Gopinath, Diti, Mandir is there. Everything is there.
So from childhood you were knowing?
Yes, from very childhood. I was born in such family.
Srila Prabhupada said the same thing. He said, I was born in a Vaishnava family.
Yes, his father was a Vaishnava.
He says, my spiritual house was born in a Vaishnava family, and by the divine arrangement we have come together.
Yes, same thing to me.
So how long is this place going to take to finish?
You see, not a question of time, it's a question of money. If money is there, it will be finished within 1 year. It's a question of money, luckily.
How much money is required?
You see, for that portion, temple portion, dome construction and marble, flooring, decoration of inner portion of the temple for installation of deity, 7 lakhs of rupees is required.
7 lakhs?
7 lakhs for that portion only. We want to first install deities and complete that portion, install deities, open the temple. Then automatically people will come, attracted, and you will get money for other work.
You have some Namahattas in Orissa, many? Many, many?
We must send in one tap 200.
from the village.
Can we get some money from these Namahata? Very poor?
What?
Yeah. Gotta get it from the West.
Nothing from them. Only whatever you get by book selling.
Sankirtan.
Yes, book selling. No other source. Even this life membership program is very disappointing also. Not so. Not at all.
Kumaraji, you want to begin class?
Yes, begin class.
Sri Prabhupada is showing his mercy only by less money but quality. Selling books only. It's less but quality.
You want quantity and quality. This is the real Prashant.
This is real
Prashant.
I have some fruit.
I would go to Prashant.
Yes, I have a question.
Yeah.
The other day we were speaking about Lord Chaitanya coming in every Kali Yuga in...
Not every Kali Yuga, once a couple.
Once a couple, but the expansion of plenary portion... Is it a Vishnu form of Lord Chaitanya?
Ansa means plenary portion of the portion. Yes, not exactly like Mahaprabhu.
Does that mean that in every Dwapara Yuga there's a plenary portion of Krishna?
Yes. And in every Kali Yuga, portion of Gauranga.
And what is the mission of Krishna? Same? Same mission of...
Yes, Krishna, because Krishna is the Yuga avatar of Dwapara Yuga. And Gauranga is Yuga avatar of Kali Yuga. Yuga avatar comes every Yuga. Yuga avatar. Yes. Krishna is the source of all avatars. And Gauranga is also non different from Krishna, is also source of all avatars. Understand? Mm-hmm. When Krishna comes himself, Yugavatar is in him, and Gauranga comes himself, Yugavatar is also in him.
What does this form of Krishna look like? It's not forearm, two-arm form?
It's not form, it's two-arm form.
But the portion that comes every Kali Yuga?
See, no mention is there.
No mention. He doesn't speak Bhagavad Gita?
No. Krishna himself speaks. Vapare paricharjaya. Yuga dharma is paricharjaya. Temple worship. He just establishes that. And Kali Yuga dharma nam sankirtan. And the portion of Gauranga does that. He can never give prem. No prem. No love. That Gauranga only gives. You understand? Mm-hmm. This is difference between portion and the real part.
Yesterday I heard you quote one verse, and the word which I had heard before, Saranagati.
Saranagati.
And I heard it from Vishambhara Goswami from Radha Ramayana, and he was explaining a little.
Vishambhara.
but I didn't fully understand the
meaning. Sanagati means surrender. Surrender. You understand? Fully surrender.
Yes.
That's Sanagati. Sarva-dharmān paritejya māmekam saraṇam. One who prostrates this in his life, he is a surrendered soul. You understand? This completely surrendered soul, six symptoms are there. Six symptoms, you know. I have already said that.
That's the only meaning of Saranagati.
Saranagati means surrender.
When Lord Chaitanya Yuga Jan come, not as Gauranga, but as a Yuga Avatar to establish the Yuga Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't give Prem, Krishna Prem. And those souls in that who achieve that liberation, where they are the situation in the spiritual world, they don't go to Goloka Vrindavan.
Unless you get Prem, how can you go?
And that and those souls and that's that when they become after.
If they follow the principles of Yuga Dharma, you mean to say so?
Yes, yes.
Hmm?
That's right.
Preached by the Ansha portion. Hmm?
That's right.
Where do they go?
Yes.
Yes.
The meaning of their liberation.
Yes, they will be liberated. Liberation is not a difficult task. You understand? Most important is going back home, back to God. You understand?
Yes.
The most important thing, going back home, back to Godhead. Liberation means free from the clutches of Maya. That is liberation. You are caught up by Maya, and when you are free from the clutches of Maya, you are liberated. You understand?
Yes.
But develop Krishna Prem is something else.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
It's a, beyond that, beyond liberation. It's more than liberation. You understand?
Yes.
Yes.
When, where, sorry, do they go? After liberation, after this life, that's the achievement.
Oh, liberation means they may go to the Vaikuntha. They may go to Vaikuntha. Any spiritual planet. You understand? Unless they get Krishna Prem, they cannot go to Krishna Lok.
Loka Vrindavan.
Loka Vrindavan.
Maharaj, Brahma Jyoti, is that also?
No. Brahma Jyoti, if you go, someone goes, he'll fall down.
So that is not liberation?
Then that is not the place to stay.
No. It's not liberation to come.
That liberation is no liberation at all. Because then fall down. What is the value of such liberation? Brahma Mukti. Kaivalya Narakayate. Prabhupada Saraswati Pad says, Kaivalya Mukti means going merge into Brahman Jyoti. It is like hellish situation in the part of a devotee. Devotee never wants that thing. Rather he says, Kita Janma Dao Jathatuya Daso Nirvishesha Brahman Janma Nahimo Raso. Bhakti Vinod Thakur writes, O Lord, you better give me the birth of a worm, Kita. I don't want that liberation and merging into Brahman effulgence. I don't want it. You see. You give me the birth of a worm and I will serve you in that birth. That is better, more appreciated, rather than that liberation in Brahman effulgence. I don't want it. You see. Kaivalya Narakayate, it's a hellish situation, the part of a devotee. Devotee doesn't want it.
Maharaj, all the inhabitants in Vaikuntha Lokas, they are devotees?
Definitely.
But they don't have a Krishna Prem? Krishna Prem
is... Yes, they have got the opulence of Krishna, Aishwarya Mava. no madhurya. Those who get madhurya, rush, they go to Krishna Loka. All those who are in Vaikuntha, they are after opulence, Vaishurya.
It is more Dasya Raj, Sakya Raj.
Aishurya, yes. Aishurya Prakash, opulence, like Rukmini, Satyabhama, the wives, wives of Krishna, they are Aishurjamai, they are Lakmis, but they are Aishurjamai, they are in opulence, they have no place in Madhurya Rasa. As Radharani and Gopis have, is different.
So, in Vaikuntha planets, his appreciation of Krishna's opulence, and they understand his Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So it's Vishnu. Is Vishnu.
And awe and reverence. So it's all more in awe and reverence, like, you know.
Reverence, yes.
So, in Goloka Vrindavan, they have no awe and reverence.
No. They are like friends, lovers, beloved, like that. They climb on the shoulder of the Krishna. You see? Sakha kare skandhe arohana. Cowherd boys and Krishna were playing, and there was some group, someone will win, someone will be defeated. One is defeated. And he will carry the person who wins.
Yes.
Sometimes Krishna is defeated and some cowherd boy wins. So Krishna carries that cowherd boy on his shoulder, you see.
Yes.
And such is prem. This is question of prem, love.
Yes.
Love.
So my question is Yoga Maya only present in Goloka?
No, Yoga Maya is present in the spiritual world.
In Vaikuntha, Yoga Maya?
Yes. Yoga Maya is present in the spiritual world. Spiritual world means manifestation of Yoga Maya. Material world means manifestation of Mahamaya.
That's the definition.
So how does we understand how Yoga Maya enacts her potency in the spiritual world, theoretically? Course, not realizing, but how does Yoga Maya enact the potency in Vaikuntha if there's all in reverence?
Yes, Yoga Maya is everywhere, all Vaikuntha, and topmost planet is Krishna.
So more Yoga Maya influence in Goloka than Vaikuntha?
Everywhere Yoga Maya potency is manifested. That the manifestation of Yoga Maya, the whole spiritual world. You understand? And Krishna Loka is the topmost planet. As here in this material planet, Brahma Loka, where Brahma resides, is the topmost planet. Similarly, the Earth planet is one of the planets. Innumerable planets also are here. Some are upper planets, some are middle planets, and this is the middle planet, Madhavarti, Earth planet, you see. 14 planetary systems are there. And Brahma Loka is the topmost planet. Similarly, there are innumerable planets in the spiritual world. And Krishna Loka is the topmost planet. You understand, no? And all planets are the manifestation of Yoga Maya.
Maharaj, what is the relation between Yoga Maya and Atma Maya? I never quite understood what
Atma Maya, Yoga Maya, same thing.
Same thing.
Own potency. Atma Maya means my own potency. Sambhavami Atma Maya, ya? Gita verse. In my own potency, I appear. Krishna says.
What is the difference in the personality of Mahamaya and Yoga Maya?
Yoga Maya is internal, Mahamaya is external.
Different personality?
Yes. Different personalities. Is internal and is external.
So material existence means Mahamaya.
Mahamaya. See, the external, she remains away from Krishna. Mahamaya. She never comes to the front of Krishna. She always remains back.
What type of living entity is she?
Sati. It's potency. Baba. Durga Devi. She is Durga Devi. Wife of Shiva.
So it's better to be a servant of Yogamaya than to be a servant to Mahamaya.
Yes. the devotee is Vaishnavas. Our servant of Yogamaya.
Yes, but Maharaj, I heard that Prabhupada once initiated a female disciple. He gave him the name Atma, Mahamaya Devi Dasa.
Yes. Yes.
And the devotees were very surprised. And Prabhupada, yes, it's also one expansion.
Yes, Mahamaya is also a maid servant of Krishna. Krishna Dasi. She is Vaishnavi. Shiva is a Vaishnav and his wife Bhavani, Durga, or Mahamaya is also Vaishnavi. Krishna Das, Shiva is Krishna Das, and Durga is Krishna Dasi. Some Prabhupada named.
She has thankless task.
Yes, thanks. She is doing thankless job. Yes. Yes, unless Maya gives you lashes, you cannot turn your face towards Krishna. More civil lashes, more civil lashes. Until you turn your face, she will be lashing, giving lashes, lashes, lashes.
In order to make you down.
To turn your face towards Krishna. That is, she is doing thankless job. She is doing good. She is doing good. Do you understand? You have all. You have those lashes. Therefore now you have turned your face towards Krishna. Isn't it? Unless why shall you leave Maya? Maya is very nice. I'll enjoy her. Then he gives lashes. All right. You enjoy me. All right. You enjoy. And the Durga Devi has a trident. Trident, you know, Trishul. Then you should have it. Have this, then he thrust that trident into you, you see. You get this also.
That trident means a threefold of miseries.
Yes, threefold of miseries. Yes, threefold.
Someone may argue and say, if Krishna really wants us to go back to the spiritual world, why does he allow Mahamaya to be so powerful to entrap the living entity?
Those living entities want to enjoy Mahamaya, Lord it over. So, they should come. Krishna has granted that independence, minute independence. Yes. You have minute independence, all living entities have minute independence. You can think as you like. Nobody can force you. No person can force you. You understand? You thought, all right, I'll go to Bhubaneswar, then you came. You thought, no, I won't. Why should I go to Bhubaneswar? I'll go to Vrindavan, all right, go. You have independence. You understand? No?
My decision to come here was confirmed by many Vaishnavas. I asked many devotees, and they all gave their blessings. So I took it that Krishna wants me to come.
Yes. Prabhupada prompted you. Through those Vaishnavas. Yes, that's nice. Very good.
Thank you very much. I will...
Go ahead.
If this material world is the reflection of the spiritual world, isn't it?
Yes, reflection.
Oh. That means every single type of activities which can be performed in this material world can be performed as well in the spiritual world.
Yes. Spiritual world in its own form, but here in perverted form. This is the difference. This material world has is described in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the upside down banyan tree. Upside down. Urdhvamuram apasagam. The roots are upward and branches leaves receive downward. This is material world.
Urdhvamuram shakha.
Urdhvamuram apasagam. Asastam pramu appayam. Sandasi tatyapannani vastam veda sabadam. That verse is there. You understand? So where will you get such tree? You cannot get such tree. This is the shadow of a real tree, standing on the back of a lake or river or water reservoir. Understand? Shadow reflected on water, you find the roots are up and the branches down. So this is a shadow. This material world is a shadow of the real world, the spiritual world.
Does it mean spiritual Guru Maharaj, the eating also, this?
Everything is there. What is here, that is there. Everything is there, because it is shadow.
Yes.
As you see, I raise my hand, the shadow also raises hand.
Very nice.
Isn't it? Once as the description is there, once Krishna saw his own form, reflection in the pillar, Manimaya Stambha, pillar, jewel pillar. The pillar is made of jewels, it's like mirror, it's very, greater mirror, greater than a mirror, it reflects. Once he saw his own figure, one form, reflection, figure. Then he said, who is this? Very, very handsome young man. I have never seen such handsome young man. Who is this young man standing before me? By seeing such person, just feeling is creeping into my mind to embrace that handsome young man. As Radharani embraces me, Kamay Radhikeva. He said that Rupa Goswami has written in Lalita Madhava, that verse. Then his friends were standing beside him. Then he just turned his face towards his friends and asked them, oh, you look at that. He said that reflection also turns his face. Then he said, oh, it is me? Then he could understand that it's my reflection. Oh, such beauty is in me? Who? I don't know. You see, Aparikarita Purvakasana Karakari. That verse is there in Lalita Madhava.
How is it that sometimes Krishna appears perplexed, like in this situation you just gave, and also when you sing Agasura?
Because Krishna, that is Krishna's desire, that will come as Gaura, to enjoy his own beauty.
Right. But why is it like sometimes he's looking at Agasura and all of the coward boys going inside the mouth of Agasura demon, big mouth, and he becomes perplexed. He says, he's bewildered like for a few minutes, for a few seconds, like what to do. Is that...
That is his leela.
Yoga Maya's
potency? Yeah, potency. What Leela is manifested is through Yoga Maya, spiritual. You understand Krishna's Leela. That is his Leela. Because here when he comes here as if an ordinary human being. You understand? Those who are devotees, they know. Non devotees, they cannot understand. Abhadananti Mangmura. Manusingtan, Vasritan. The Mudha, the rascals think me as an ordinary man, human being. They don't know that I am the Supreme Personality of God. So they are bewildered.
In Krishna book sometimes, the devotees of Krishna's near friends, they were worried. They say, no, Krishna will be they beat Krishna. Like when demon Salva came, the devotees said, oh, now Krishna will have no chance this time. And still they know that Krishna, I guess, they know that Krishna.
Yes, they know. Still by the influence of Yogamaya, Yogamaya has made them forgotten. Why? Mother Yashoda says, oh, you, Uddhava, what do you say? His Supreme Personality, what is God? He may be God for you, but he's my son. He's my
yes.
son. Samanyate Atmajam. She thinks, he's my son. I have prepared so many nice dishes. Butter is there. Sugar candy is there, milk pudding, it is there. Some nice dishes I prepared. Who will eat it? Krishna went to Mathura. Who will eat it? You see, nice dresses I prepared. Who will put on all these things? On whose head I shall put this little feather? All these things are here. So, I was serving him, I was getting pleasure. Now he's gone. The mother Yashoda is crying. You see? He's thinking, he's my son.
Yes.
Buddha says, oh mother, why are you crying? He's Supreme Lord, he's everywhere. But he says, Jnana. This is Jnana. Krishna is everywhere, this is Jnana. Knowledge. You understand? Why are you crying? Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead everywhere. Whoa! Stop. What nonsense you are speaking. All right. If that Krishna is Supreme Lord for you, he is my son. He is my son. This is the work of Yogamaya. Mother Yashoda has forgotten that.
She doesn't mind Krishna Supreme or not, she doesn't mind.
No, if she minds that, she won't develop such love for her, for him, do you understand? Son, Vasalya Prem.
It's wonderful, Yogamaya.
Yes. See, he has sucked my breast, you see. He's my son. Prabhu Jasya Stanam Hari, he says. Yashodāva Mahābhāga Prabhu Jasya Stanam Hari. Dalgit Maharaja asked Śrīdeva Goswami, Yashodā Mātā is so fortunate that Lord Hari served to her breast, you see. Such fortunate lady. You see. Yashodāva Mahābhāga Prabhu Jasya Stanam Hari. Stana means breast. You see.
If the Supreme Lord Krishna is pleased, all living entities are pleased. Is Supreme Lord. But sometimes when we preach to the people, we say that the Lord is Krishna is the Supreme Lord. If Krishna is pleased, so one in the world is everyone is pleased. And people, they don't believe to that statement. Rather, they are. They say, no, if Krishna is pleased, why many people are suffering? And
that means Krishna is not pleased.
But they say that some people, they get happiness and others are suffering. So why not all living entities?
Because those who are suffering, they have forgotten Krishna. They are not giving pleasure to Krishna. They are giving pleasure to their own senses, therefore they are suffering. They are not endeavoring to please Krishna. If they can please Krishna, then they will be pleased, they will get pleasure. Yes. You understand? One who gives pleasure to Krishna, he gets pleasure.
In other hand, you can say that people are suffering, some people are suffering, some people they are. They are happy, that means only the result of karma, but not
yes.
real happiness.
Yes, that result of karma, sukha, dukha, distress and happiness, that's the result of karma, but eternal happiness or spiritual pleasure is something different from this material pleasure. Material pleasure is transitory. It may go out at any time, again distress will come. It will never last long. But spiritual pleasure, transcendental pleasure, is eternal pleasure. I have called earlier, apparently, one may be suffering, but is getting spiritual pleasure as Kusti Vasudeva Vipra. In Chaitanya Veda, you understand? And that Kola Becha Sridhar in Chaitanya Leela, you see, very poor man. He just sells his plantain leaf, plantain flower, plant and all these things, Kola Becha Sridhar. And Mahaprabhu every day comes and plays with him. He's very, very poor. Oh, how much? He speaks of plantain or plantain leaf or plantain flower. What does it cost? 10 paisa. Well, 10 paisa. No, I'll give you only 2 paisa. And today, no paisa. Just I am taking. Tomorrow, I may give. He just plays with you. You understand? And he gets pleasure out of it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibits. You may ask boon from me, I'll grant you. Whatever boon you ask. You asked Kola Becha Sridhar, now you ask any boon, you are very poor. You may ask for wealth, I'll give you. He said, no, I don't want wealth. I want that Gauranga, that Nimai should always play with me like that. I only want that thing. No wealth.
But they are fortunate, they are not ordinary persons.
Yes, you see. He's very poor. One may be thinking, oh, he's such a poor man, he's so unhappy, he's so distressed. But he's not so. He's very happy. He gets pleasure. You see, that's something different.
No.
Yes, yes.
Are all of these living entities that enact pastimes with Krishna or Lord Chaitanya, are they all from the spiritual world?
Yes, yes.
But none of them
they are eternal associates.
Are there some that can be going on the way up from the material world?
Well, the manifestation of Leela, they have come here.
They're playing different roles.
They're playing different roles, yes. Whereby they help the Lord to manifest His Leela. You understand? Yes. The Lord comes, they come.
But some, due to devotional service in the material world, they come to that platform associating with Lord Chaitanya.
Yes. Yes. And those who are very, very fortunate, they are born in that age. And I've seen Gauranga. We are so unfortunate, we are not born, we are not seen. Even the drunkards like Jagai and Madhai were so fortunate. Though they are drunkards, very simple person, but very, very fortunate. Isn't it?
Guru Maharaj, I've heard that when Lord Chaitanya was on the planet, He liberated the whole universe.
Yes.
Does that mean that when everybody went back to Godhead then and it filled up again, or now it's taking effect?
Yes, He liberated the whole universe means all are liberated. Then those who are in unmanifested forms, the jivas, they kill Him.
So people like Christopher Columbus?
Christopher Columbus.
He went back to Godhead.
Went back to Godhead, Columbus.
And then in St. Thomas.
Yeah, 1492, he came to America. And he was supposed to go to India.
He told it India.
He was going to go to India, but he wanted to go around the earth. He didn't know about America. He landed in America.
And sailed in India. So there are West Indies.
Yeah.
West Indies, yes.
That means that everybody at that time went back to Godhead?
Why? Is he a devotee?
No.
Then why? How can he go back to Godhead?
But I thought that's why he didn't come to India, because he wasn't supposed to meet Lord Chaitanya. That's why. I thought that Lord Chaitanya liberated the whole universe. Every living entity in the whole universe.
Those who come in contact with the Chaitanya, those who take to his mission, chanted, they are liberated. They went back. Since Columbus didn't chant, Columbus didn't take to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how can he go back?
No.
He can't.
So what is meant by liberating the whole universe?
Whole universe means, that means Mahaprabhu's this mission is so powerful, his chanting flooded the whole universe. You understand? Those who inundate, those who have a dip into that ocean, so they are liberated. But those who don't have a dip into that ocean, how can they be liberated?
So it's only in only past times, we're only in India. And there's a whole, this one planet, everyone stays in the world.
Yes. He manifested his Leela in India, but it is so powerful, it will spread, he says. In future it will spread. Now it is spreading.
So in other words, when it said that Lord Chaitanya's appearance liberated the whole universe, that means for 10,000 years.
It is an ongoing process.
Oh, I see. Yes. Some devotees say differently. They say that the whole universe went back to everyone, every living entity, unmanifest, manifest, went back to Godhead, and then filled up again.
Oh, when that thing takes place, it will never remain vacant.
Never.
This earth planet will never remain vacant. The others will fill in. Do you understand? That is the process. It doesn't mean that those who cannot come in contact with Gauranga or his devotees and never take to this chanting process, how can they be liberated?
That's my question.
No, no. 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 He preached this thing and devotees expand it. And thereby, those who come in contact with him or his devotees and take to this chanting process, they'll be liberated. And he has that prophecy. Uthivita Athijata Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachara Huiva Mara Naam. He said, my name will be preached all over the universe, world, in future tense. What is going on? It's an ongoing process.
How does it go to other planets? Devotees from this planet go to other planets to preach? I mean, how is it going to spread? Did the Prabhupada ever give any clues or how it, the mechanics of how it works?
Yes, why not? Those who are liberated devotees, like Narada Muni, they can go to any planet and preach. Narada Muni travels both in material and spiritual planets, singing the name of the Lord, the Vrindavan.
Maharaj, is it possible that Narada Muni comes here?
Yes, why not?
Now?
Yes. Yes.
Prabhupada said that.
Yes. If you have eye, you can see him.
Ah. I remember in Leela Mita in London, Prabhupada was giving a lecture, and across the street there was some rock and roll concert, and all the young people went to the concert, and very few people went to see Prabhupada, and the devotees were lamenting, and Prabhupada said, oh, what's the problem? Narada Muni was here, and great personalities were here,
there we go. There's something in Paris.
Yes, he could see, whereas we could not see. He has such eye, vision. We have no such vision. a different vision. Doesn't it?
And there's one story I get from one devotee, Prabhupada, past time. It was maybe in Calcutta, I'm not sure, I don't know. But anyway, and Prabhupada was seated with the devotees, and then Prabhupada once he began to laugh very lowly, and she looked in a very happy mood. And then the devotee said, "Ah, Prabhupada only laughing." You see that Prabhupada said, "You see, Narada Muni was sitting before him, and Narada Muni was also laughing, and he was, yes, he was amazed how Prabhupada make all the planet dancing.
Yes.
It was astonishing how Prabhupada."
Therefore, the devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can spread his mission.
Where is that? In the proper Damita?
Yeah, the one devotee to me, yes. I can remember just the devotee. He was in Calcutta somewhere.
Yes.
The purpose is that a good devotee, Mahabhagavati, can see the demigods.
So father is not an ordinary human being. He comes from that planet.
One time I've heard Srila Prabhupada was saying that different devotees were like from Chaitanya Leela, were incarnation from another, from Krishna Leela, and then they were talking about different devotees, who their identity in different incarnations. And then Prabhupada said, if I told you who I was, you wouldn't believe it. And devotees didn't know what to make of that, and they just stopped right there.
Yes. Yes. Devotees come, or the intimate associates come with the Lord. Also some of them come with his dear devotee to help him to spread his mission also. Therefore God says, you cannot believe it. And we should not be told like that. I am a conditioned soul. Now I am blessed by Prabhupada. That's all right. Oh, I am a liberated soul. Then you will be bothered. Everything will be finished. What you will be finished. You can think yourself Punada Vishunicha. You see. Then whatever you have got will be finished. One should not think like that. I am a conditioned soul. And His blessing. He is so merciful to me that He picks me up. That Mahabhagavata or Vaishnava. He picks me up. He is so merciful to me. I'm such a sinful person, such a conditioned soul. I couldn't have got it. But I now get it. I'm getting pleasure. And by dint of His mercy, I'll go back home, back to God.
And Guru Maharaj has a question.
Right?
And in Goloka Vrindavan, Lord Krishna used to perform His pastimes.
Eternally.
Eternal pastime. And one hand, the cowboy, another hand is gopis. So what difference between cowboy and the gopis, as they belong to Parashakti,
yes.
Supreme energy. So what difference between, because they are cowboys.
Different rasas, different levels. Cowboys are in sattva ras, friendship.
Yes.
And gopis in madhurya rasa, different rasas.
And when marginal energy, we are conditioned, so we are, we try our best to achieve that, to go back home, but
to Krishna Loka, may I may say, what is our form in the Madhurya?
You see, even living entity has his rasa samanda, his relationship is one of the rasas. You understand, with Krishna. It may be Santo, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya or Madhurya. One of the five men. You understand? You're living in the world. We have forgotten it. When you, by the mercy of spiritual master, can understand it, make some advancement in spiritual path, then you can understand what relationship you have with Krishna. Santo, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya or Madhurya. You understand? Yes. That you can understand at that time. You can realize it. Don't bother now. Why? How can I make progress? This much. You understand? Yes. If someone will say, yes, no hurry, you are this Sakshobha. This is like friendship, like our boy is Krishna. Then what will happen? You have not realized that.
No.
Why sir? If you say it. Personally should realize it. And then you can establish
yourself.
You'll be in that rasa. But your position is now not on that stage. You are lower than that stage.
This is realized when you reach Uttamadhikari platform?
Yes. Then you make advancement in this path. Yes, Uttamadhikari. In other words, you can realize this thing automatically is a Uttamadhikari. It is a pure devotee. Pure devotee means Uttamadhikari. Thank you.
It's a little premature for us to think about all this.
Yes, we cannot think of it. It's inconceivable on our part. It's inconceivable. Because you have not attained that stage.
You have to first realize we're not the body.
Yes. First thing is, we are not body, we are spirit soul. And next is, we are the servitors of Krishna, eternal servitors of Krishna. And next thing, Krishna is our eternal master, and we are his eternal servitors, servants. And our only business is to serve him, to please him. And that will be done under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. So our duty is to accept such a spiritual master and be engaged in the loving service of Krishna under his guidance. That's our duty. Then the gradual process, you can make advancement, the other realization will come up.
Because when we are preaching, sometimes people asking some questions. Do you know your relationship with Krishna? Your internal relationship with Krishna?
Yes.
Can you tell me?
Yes.
Many people, that's why I was asking some questions.
In that case, you shall, oh, yes, I know. Don't say no. Yes. And only not that. They say, have you seen Krishna?
Yes, that's a question.
Have you seen Krishna?
Yes.
Can you make me see Krishna?
Yes.
This is it. Then you say, yes, I have seen Krishna. Can you make me see Krishna? Yes, I can make you see Krishna, but not like that. I'll show you Krishna, but you cannot see. You have no vision. You are blind in that respect. First get that vision, then you can see. Then other question, how can I get that vision? Then you teach him how to get that vision. Then you come and approach a bona fide spiritual master, be his disciple, take training from him, serve him, take to these regulative principles, chant. So many things are there, processing there. Then you develop something, by the mercy of Guru. Then you can see, not now. You cannot see now. You have no such vision, how can you see?
Need operation.
Operation, yes. You get back that vision. When sadhu vaidya, sadhu means the devotee is like a doctor. He will give you that vision.
Maharaj, once even in Sankirtan, one Christian person, he came to me and said to me, now, have you seen this Krishna?
Yes.
He said, yes. I said, but then Nara Hari Prabhu, he said afterwards, you should never say like that if you see Krishna. You should say that Krishna's servant.
Yes, we are Krishna's servants, so we have seen our master. Servant must see the master.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have seen. Okay. Don't say no. Then you can't preach. They won't believe you.
Yes. I used to say like that, Guru Maharaj.
They won't believe you. They say these people are cheaters. They're bluffing us. Bluffer. He won't listen to you. You are not seen. Why do you speak about Krishna? Very emphatically say, yes, I have seen.
I used to say that.
Yes.
But at some time I used to feel very no sure. They say that.
No.
To the people used to say yes, I've seen Krishna.
Yes.
In the street in London.
Yes.
Yes, I see Krishna.
Yes. Can you show me? No, not now. You are not able to see him now. You are lacking that vision.
As you said, Guru Maharaj, if you become the servant, and then you can see him.
Yes, if when you serve. Will get that vision,
yes.
Then you can see. How can I get? Now come to the doctor. He will operate. He will give you that vision. We have doctor. That is spiritual master. He is doctor.
We can also say to them that if this requires training, are you willing to be trained first?
Yes, yes.
It's not a cheap thing.
No, you need training. That's all right. You come to doctor. And develop that vision.
An example, maybe Prabhupada used to spend some in the books. That if you want to see the king, if you want to see a very elevated person, you have to be qualified.
Qualified.
Qualify yourself and then and get relationship with that person, then you can. An ordinary person and maybe sugar, he can't go to the king.
You cannot go directly. You can't go to his intimate friend. Intimate friend. You have a relationship with his friend. His intimate. So through him you may have similarly, spiritual master. A very intimate person. So you approach him, then he can take you. He has no access.
Guru Maharaj, I have one question. Why in this material world, between all relationships existing in this material world, although they are temporary, but still, relationship between man and woman is very strong. Why?
It's Maya. Due to Maya's influence. You understand? Maya's influence. Yes. You have to say, this attitude of enjoyment. saying God. Due to that attitude, it is so.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
There's attraction towards each other. Human is attracted towards the man is attracted towards the woman. It's Maya's work. And it is due to that attitude of enjoyment. You understand? You want to enjoy a woman wants to enjoy a man. Therefore this is so strong. You understand? That Kapiladev says, Pasum Pasyami Balamaya Srimadya Gaino Disan Jakaroti Padakrantam Gubidrum Hena Kevalam. Kapiladev says to his mother, Devahuti, Oh mother, you see the strength of my Maya Shakti in the form of woman, Srimadya. My Maya Shakti in the form of woman, so powerful. By one glance only, she can make, she can subdue a very great hero. One glance. Guru Chandra Ji, a great hero, will come down to her feet. Capture. You see. And it is said that on the part of a man, woman is Maya, and the part of a woman, man is Maya. Yes, because this is attraction. You understand? Woman is attracted towards man is attracted towards woman. So both are Maya. Material attraction, material enjoyment. Only attraction is Krishna. Or should be attracted towards Krishna. Krishna is the only object of attraction, object of love. You understand? Is all beautiful? Is beauty is a or itself, the beauty that of the thousands of crores of cookies, koti kandarpa, kandarpa koti kandarpa, crores of cookies, you see. So, that is the beauty of Krishna. You understand? We are attracted to Krishna, it's such beautiful Krishna. Then you will find no other beauty in this material world. While you are attracted towards Maya, is there any beauty in Maya? Are you really attracted towards Krishna? It's so much beautiful. You understand? That is this, really, who is attracted towards Krishna, beauty of Krishna will never be attracted towards beauty of Maya. In other words, will never be entrapped by Maya. You understand? Will never develop any sort of attraction towards Maya. Why? Why will be attracted towards Maya? If you are really attracted by Krishna, and develop attraction towards the beauty of Krishna, if he sees Krishna, such beautiful Krishna, if someone sees, if he has such eye, such vision he sees, why is he attracted towards Maya? No. Not at all. Question never arises. You spit at Maya. You are me. When this question arises, gurus fall down. Because they are not really gurus. They have never developed attraction towards Krishna. You understand? Therefore they are attracted towards Maya, captured by Maya. Really one sees the beauty of Krishna, his beauty far excels that of the crores of kupis. How can he be attracted towards Maya? Not at all. He'll spit as a book. Ugly, nasty thing. Such a person can give you Krishna. Isn't it? Krishna de tomar, Krishna dite pa, tomar sokoti ache. Ami je kangal, Krishna Krishna boli dhaye sabo pa ache pa. You sing it?
Krishna Thakur.
Vaishnava Thakur, yes. You can give me Krishna, because Krishna is yours. If you are so merciful, so you can give me Krishna. Therefore I am running after you. Please, please, give me Krishna, give me Krishna.
I like that song, Guru Maharaj. Very nice.
Very nice.
How can a disciple gauge his progress? How can he gauge, measure that he's making progress?
Don't bother. Don't measure yourself.
Don't bother.
You cannot measure yourself. Other person is there to measure you.
Well, how does he know he's doing things right?
Therefore, Bhaktivinoda says, Bhalo mando nahi jani seva matra kori. Tomar sansare ami bishoyo prohori. Oh Lord, I don't know whether I am doing good or bad. I am just serving you according to the instruction of my spiritual master. I don't know whether I am doing good or bad. That's enough. Why are you bothering to measure yourself? How I am? Whether I have gone that far or that far? Don't bother. That's far. That's far.
Can one know that he's making progress by his material desires going down?
Yes.
And developing good qualities?
Yes. When material desire will go down, it seems bitter. It seems bitter. That is symptom. Yes. Thereby you will get some test, spiritual test. Thereby you can get some spiritual test, higher test.
From spiritual master and Krishna?
Yes, that will come through spiritual master.
By serving spiritual master constantly?
Yes, by serving spiritual master. You get his mercy and then you can test it.
Yasya prasad, Bhagavad prasad.
Yasya prasad, Bhagavad prasad.
Can the spiritual master understand the heart of the disciple?
Yes, definitely.
So then disciples should be ashamed to go before the spiritual master. He should be ashamed.
Ashamed?
Ashamed.
Ashamed.
Because the spiritual master knows all the dirt.
Yes.
And the disciple.
He should be afraid.
If he's crooked.
Crooked. If he's crooked, yes. If he's simple heart, no question of to be afraid. Very simple. Because he's my father. He's my well-wisher. He's there to make me good. Really, I am a fallen soul doing nasty things very abominable. I need correction, and he is there to correct me. Yes, that's all. Welcome it. Welcome. All right, you rascal glory. That's nice. Thereby you get mercy. And spiritual master chastises you, inflicts discipline on you, some punishment on you, then you get mercy.
Yes. What if one is not fortunate enough to get chastised by the spiritual master?
Yes.
What if we're not fortunate enough and you're too nice,
yes,
you don't chastise
us? No, sir. If you can't get chastisement, then you are not getting mercy. You see, that story inside the Dhammarta. Advaitacharya Prabhu, you see, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pays him respect because he is superior. He is the god brother of his spiritual master. You understand? He is like his spiritual master. So Mahaprabhu gives him respect while chastising him. So Advaitacharya Prabhu thinks, oh, Mahaprabhu never chastises me, so I cannot get mercy from him. How can I get mercy from him? So I must make him angry. I must make him angry, thereby he will chastise me and get mercy. So once Mahaprabhu was there, some little distance, and Advaitacharya Prabhu recited Yogavasishtha Ramayana. You understand? There is a Ramayana named Yogavasishtha Ramayana, Mayavadi Shastra, in Mayavadi Shastra. So he recited that. Mahaprabhu could hear it when he got angry. Who is? Who is he reciting such shastra? Then Advaitacharya Prabhu was very pleased and danced. Oh, now I get mercy. You see. You see.
Because when I was in way to come here to meet you, and I met some devotees in Vrindavan, because I spent only one night in Vrindavan, maybe Calcutta, they say, the disciple of Guru Gobind Swami says, and there was many different, many the devotees, and they say, oh, you are a disciple of Guru Gobind Swami. They said, we know Guru Gobind Swami. We hear many things about him. He's very, very, very sweet disciple. He likes the disciple like son, like he treats the disciple in so different way, very sweet way. And then I was very happy. They was praising, they were praising you, Sam, you're very special.
So the disciple wants to please the spiritual master,
yes,
but he also wants to get chastised by the spiritual master. So how to...
No. You see, the disciple wants to get the mercy of spiritual master. You understand? So disciple should serve the spiritual master, serve Guru and Gauranga, just following the instructions of spiritual master as it is. Don't make adjustments, don't concoct, don't add something to it or distract something, deduct something to it, from it. Just follow as it is. As I was telling, Parshuram's attitude, behavior. Jamdagni, his father, who happens to be guru of Parshuram, said, chop off the head of your mother immediately. without meditation. That is how to immediately obey the order and execute the order of the spiritual master.
You mean we should obey the order of spiritual master blindly?
Blindly.
But there's one case about Bali Maharaj, with his spiritual master Sukacharya. But he couldn't follow the instruction of
because he deprived him. He deprived him serving Vishnu. A real spiritual master won't do these things. So, Sukracharya is not a real spiritual master. He's a Sadguru, not Sadguru. So, Shastra says, you should reject Sadguru, or Sadguru, and accept a Sadguru. That's Shastra says.
So, if one accepts a bona fide spiritual master with full faith, but what if he hears an instruction which is contrary to devotional service, then only he can understand that his spiritual master is not bona fide.
Not bona fide, and he should approach such spiritual master and humbly tell him, "Oh my dear spiritual master, I find such thing and I could visualize such thing or see that you are doing such and such thing which is contradictory to the devotional service. Will you please not to do it? Will you please rectify yourself? Just tell me." If he is a real Vaishnava, he will gladly accept it. Accept it. All right. Thank you very much, my disciple, that you give me a good lesson. All right, I'll now rectify myself. So such a spiritual master should not be rejected. That's the process. But he won't accept it. You rascal, get out. You don't know my Leela. reject.
So this question of blind faith, that's only up to the point if the guru is bona fide.
Yes. Guru is bona fide.
But the devotee should use his disciple should be intelligent enough to discriminate what is bona fide and what is bona
fide. Yes. Otherwise, he should be intelligent. He should know it very clearly before accepting a spiritual master.
Well, just said, like, from past experience, what I've seen, some devotee who appearing as a bona fide spiritual master, giving bona fide instructions, and all of a sudden he went from here to here and telling his disciples to take LSD, you know, drugs. And
so? Now they are bona fide.
No, he's not bona fide.
Yes, sir.
So the devotees thought he was bona fide, but if
their thinking is wrong. So,
in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because therefore instruction there in Shastra, you must examine your guru before accepting him. Very well. You understand thoroughly and be convinced. For 1 year one must examine and be convinced. Similarly, before accepting a disciple, guru must examine the disciple for 1 year. Whether he is a real disciple, he will be disciplined. If he can sustain, tolerate my discipline and be obedient to me or not. Whether he has come here only to get Krishna or has he other purpose? All these things guru has to know.
It seems like a year it may not be enough time, like the disciple or the guru both could fake their sincerity for 1 year.
Why not time? Why not? So you must do that. First thing, when you are going for the first time to approach a guru, you understand?
There are many instances. Prabhupada, for example, he used to accept his disciple only for a few days beginning. If one disciple remained in the temple, shave up, following principles, and then Prabhupada used to give initiation. And
Prabhupada didn't wait for
this is general rule, what I say, general rule. But Prabhupada is very, very powerful. It's an exceptional case. That is exceptional case. There are some general, there are some exceptional.
Was he doing that in the beginning to get the movements beginning?
Yes,
yes. To start.
And he has power. Prabhupada has power.
Transform.
Transform somebody. You can inculcate the power, energy. You understand?
So spiritual master who is really, who knows, who have got Krishna, who knows everything, he does follow exactly that role. He can know disciple just after a few days.
Yes, he can understand. Mm-hmm. Within a few moments he can understand. Yes. He's a real spiritual master, bona fide, a pure devotee, can understand it. Krishna tells him. If Krishna knows him. Krishna is always with him. So Krishna tells him.
We preach to the non-devotees and we say, if you're sincere, Krishna won't cheat you. So the same thing must be applicable for us. We know how sincere we are.
Yes. Examine yourself, self-examination. How sincere you are.
There was one statement, Guru Maharaj, from Prabhupada, and he said that one should accept spiritual master. At the same time, although the instruction given by previous spiritual master and another spiritual master seem a little bit different, but still, does not matter. This mean, and that means two spiritual master can give the instruction different. I don't know what to explain.
It's general instruction in detail.
Two spiritual masters are 3 or 4 or 5 like that.
No, I can't explain. I read that from one statement from...
you see, one thing, all right, I can understand it. The Kya Guru is one. Sikya Guru may be many in that case. One Sikya Guru says like this and one Sikya Guru says like that. You'll find some difference. But teaching is one. Spiritual teaching is one. It cannot differ. You understand? It cannot differ. It's one thing. You understand? Why will it differ? But there is